This week, the superchain didn't give us panic, drama, or breaking headlines. What it gave us instead was something more important: clarity. The superchain now accounts for over 59% of all Layer 2 transactions, processing roughly 21 million transactions every single day. More than 800 unique applications are actively contributing to the Optimism Collective, and for the first time, the ecosystem has a clean, shared way to actually see itself as one coordinated network. So today's episode isn't about speculation. It's about observability, coordination, and what it means when the superchain starts acting like a single system rather than a loose collection of roll-ups. You're watching Superchain Digest by Optimism Show, where we track the moves shaping Optimism's multi-chain future. This is not financial advice. This week, Messari launched what might look like a simple product update, but is actually a structural shift for the superchain. It's called the Optimism Portal. At a surface level, it's a no-login dashboard that brings the entire Optimism and Superchain ecosystem into one place. You can see live network metrics, ecosystem maps, application activity, fees, DEX volume, total value locked and secured, and stablecoin flows across OP stack chains. But the real significance isn't the charts, it's what this portal represents. For the first time, the Superchain has a shared observability layer, a common reference point that builders, operators, delegates, researchers, and investors can all look at and say, this is the state of the network. As the superchain grows, coordination becomes harder than scaling throughput. When you have dozens of OP stack chains, each with different user bases, incentive structures, and application mixes, the biggest risk isn't congestion, it's fragmentation of understanding. Until now, most teams were stitching together their worldview from block explorers, private dashboards, indexers, governance forums, and anecdotal narratives on social feeds. That makes it easy to misread momentum, overreact to noise, or miss slow-burn trends entirely. The Optimism Portal reduces that fragmentation. It doesn't just show raw data, it adds qualitative context through AI-powered summaries and links directly into more than 60 Messari research reports focused on Optimism and the Superchain. That combination matters, because numbers without narrative are just as dangerous as narratives without numbers. In other words, this isn't a snapshot, it's an evolving map of the Superchain as a living system. If you're building or operating on the Superchain, this changes how you reason about risk and opportunity. Instead of asking whether activity feels up or down based on vibes, you can ground decisions in shared metrics. You can sanity check whether a new chain is actually attracting users or just liquidity. You can see whether fee dynamics are shifting in ways that affect your application's margins. You can track whether growth is broad-based or concentrated in a handful of protocols. Around this shared infrastructure, the ecosystem itself continues to diversify. Base has officially launched the Base app, positioning itself as a consumer-first entry point to on-chain activity. By pairing a clean onboarding experience with social incentives and a large rewards pool, Base is signaling that distribution and user experience now matter as much as raw infrastructure. On Sonium, Score Season 05 is live, continuing a recurring 28-day cycle that rewards sustained on-chain participation. What's notable here isn't just the incentives, but the cadence. Resetting seasons keep the ecosystem open to newcomers while still rewarding long-term contributors. Mode has released version 3 of its AI trading agents, combining rule-based strategies, live market data, and full execution transparency. This is another example of OP stack chains becoming execution layers for increasingly autonomous financial systems, not just passive settlement environments. On the governance side, Epic DAO is voting on a proposal to accelerate institutional expansion for real-world assets. The discussion highlights a broader superchain trend. As consumer traction and on-chain activity mature, DAOs are being forced to think seriously about capital formation, institutional partnerships, and long-term sustainability rather than just early-stage growth. When you zoom out, a pattern starts to emerge. The superchain's infrastructure is stabilizing and scaling. Ecosystem activity is diversifying across consumer apps, DeFi, AI-driven tooling, and real-world assets. Governance conversations are shifting from experimentation toward execution and institutional alignment. And now, the ecosystem has a shared way to observe all of it. That combination is what turns a collection of rollups into a coordinated network. Not just shared code, but shared understanding. If you're shipping on the superchain, here's what this episode translates to in practice. First, ground your assumptions in shared data. Use neutral dashboards to verify where activity actually is before committing engineering or marketing resources. Second, keep monitoring infrastructure health closely. Watch RPC latency, error rates, indexing lag, and finalization times, especially during periods of user growth or major launches. Third, stay close to governance. Any proposal that touches incentives, fees, or cross-chain behavior can quietly change your app's economics. Fourth, Pay attention to consumer-facing launches. They are often the earliest indicators of changing load patterns and user behavior across the network. If you found this useful, subscribe to the Optimism Show and follow along for coverage of how the Superchain and its member chains are evolving. Thanks for watching. I'll see you in the next one.